T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah, LeSean, we'll see him do some things today, and we'll go from there.
Meaning he'll participate in practice
on a limited basis? One movement at a time right now. We'll just see how he does through the individual part of practice and then go from there.
Kyle said that there's a little box of insults that, you know, like that you're going to tank, that you're an underdog, that he admitted that you guys use. Motivation. So being a 9-point underdog, you think you can use that?
Is that what we are?
Yeah, I think it was 9.
9.
Going up.
Going up. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know what? That's why you play the game. You know, they've got a good team, strong team. I believe in our guys. I believe we've got a good team, so it should make for a good game.
Any other health concerns as far as guys not?
Yeah, well, I'll just go down through the list for you guys here. Sharice will be out. Still in the concussion protocol. Matt Milano will not practice today. And then from there, we'll have some other guys that will be limited today, which will be Charles Clay, Joe Webb, Kelvin Benjamin, LeSean, as we already discussed, and then Deontay Thompson.
With Milano, since he hasn't gotten to practice in this week, what is your level of optimism heading into Sunday for him with the hamstring?
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, it's going to be a challenge, but there's still you know, hope that he'll be able to make it. He does a good job off the field in terms of his preparation. Smart young man. So, and he's played before. So we'll just see.
What's your level of confidence that the running game, if LeSean can't go or is limited in any way, can still operate at the level that you need it to, because this team's, you know, offensive identity has been built around running the ball.
Yeah, it's still my confidence is still there. I mean, I saw it in Mike and Murph last week in Miami, and that's really been the approach of our team all season long, preparing 63 guys and the next man up, and we've done a good job of that to this point.
When you look at Jalen Ramsey, what he's able to do, such a young player, all the accolades he gets you, what stands out when you watch film of him?
The talent overall, length, as you mentioned, number one pick, you see it. Sometimes those players like that don't work out. In this case, they've hit on a lot of their high picks, and so they're loaded with them, and he plays at a high level and does a good job. Fast, very little separation, and in terms of the guys he covers, so tight windows really overall in the passing game.
What would give you confidence that you can at least slow down Leonard Fournette in this game?
I'm confident in our guys. I'm confident in our system and what we do, how we do things. The guys have put in a good week of practice, and we'll see a little bit more today when we take the field here in a few minutes. Mm-hmm. I think fundamentally we spent a lot of time on the proper fundamentals. Sometimes you see them come out as a result, sometimes you don't, but we continue to work on those. And that would be overall what I see right now.
Defensively this season, the numbers maybe say one thing, but do you feel like they don't portray or paint an accurate picture of the job that you've done on that side of the ball?
I think we've done some good things on all sides of the ball, really, all three phases. We've shown, growth and improvement in all three phases, defensively specifically. I've seen us improve and just from to start off a time on task standpoint, in terms of the reps we've been able to build through this season, and that continuity is important as we move forward. That it just breeds familiarity with what we're doing and what's expected, and not only at your position, but what's going on around your position, because that's important in terms of playing great team defense.
So, is it fair to say that you don't really concern yourself in terms of rankings, stats, that kind of thing? Do you look at them? Do you worry about them at all?
I do to a point, but there's some that are more important than others, right? There's some that I determine to be critical stats that really correlate to wins or losses. Those are the ones that I more concern myself and ourselves with. Sometimes you get too big into stats, and in particular the ones that really don't correlate to winning and losing, and you get carried away and given some false positives or false negatives, you know, because at the end of the day, the story is told by turning on the film and watching the tape.
They know you're busy this week preparing your team, but have you been hearing from former players, former Bills players, who are just as excited, thrilled as the rest of the town, and appreciative of this drought ending and such? Have you gotten personal contact?
A little bit, yeah, here and there. I mean, they know, like you said, they know we're fairly tied up right now, but it's been great just overall. I would say, Vic, to know of the support that's out there, you know, from A to Z, you know, and that's been just unbelievable to be a part of. It gives us a lot of energy knowing that we've got that type of support in our community across the world, really. Just the different, you know, messages we get, the different mail we get, everything. You know, I got a letter this week from a first grade class with pictures that said, "Let's go Buffalo" and "Good luck Sunday." It's very humbling and also encouraging at the same time.
John, what's it been like for you around town this week? Have you interacted with any fans? What have they said to you?
You know, I don't. The ones I've run into in the short amount of time I've been out in the community this week have been just awesome. You know, it's a little bit almost awkward at times for me, just because I didn't do this alone. So, but the, like I said earlier, the energy, the support, they love this team, and that's part of the reason why my family and I, that we made the decision to come here, is because of the passion of this fan base and just the generally nice people in this community. You can feel that, and in the short amount of time I have been out in the community this week, that's come to the surface.
Sean, you talked before about coaching all 63 guys, and you coach the whole roster, everybody the same. When you get a situation like this with LeSean, that's when something like this comes into play, obviously, next man up. Fans seem to freak out. They see a guy like LeSean might not play, but can you just kind of speak to how important it is that really every player, you don't have to reinvent the wheel, so to speak, to accommodate a new player stepping in for someone?
I mean, like, you know, I said it earlier in the week, you never replace a player like LeSean. I'm not going to sit up here and say that, you know, we've got that, check that box, we've got that, you know. But this is why we coach. This is why we build the depth, and part of Brandon's, you know, weekly pursuit of finding the right players, maybe not as starters, but as the next group of starters. So, you know, and the coaches do a phenomenal job, and the players have really bought into that approach of everyone's got to be prepared to play. If it's a practice squad player, he could be called up as late as Friday into the weekend, so he's got to be prepared. So that's really goes back to the whole overarching philosophy of accountability. You know, a part of it is discipline, but the other part of it is making sure you're ready to do your job when called upon.
Thank you.
All right, thanks guys. Appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.